Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the baptism of the Lord, and from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin, but is right now in Huntington Beach, California. His preaching is entitled, Listen to Jesus.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth to Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." I was born into a large family. My mother was Catholic, my father was Anglican. Both parents were English. I was second eldest of eight children, and we were all baptized Catholic. Today, we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. We recall that we no longer need the baptism of repentance offered by John, because now we receive the baptism of the Spirit that was initiated by Jesus. This is what we hear in today's gospel. My Christian baptism meant that the teachings of Jesus would always be important to me, especially when I became a priest. The words of God affirming his Son Jesus have been especially significant in my life ever since. This is my beloved Son. And while not in our text today, other Gospels add, listen to him. So what is Jesus saying to me? And when does Jesus talk to me? I would like to share with you how I listen to Jesus. However, I don't expect the heavens to open as we heard in the gospel. But I listen to people when they come to me in need, and I know Jesus directs my heart. The Spirit of Jesus, given to us in baptism, speaks to all of us through the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. I remember to ask, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? I listen to married couples who come with anxieties. I listen to young people trying to work out what to do with their lives. I listen to older people trying to sort out their lives as they prepare to meet God through death. I've also been profoundly affected by Pope Francis calling the Church to participate in a synod. Pope Francis created the synod specifically for us to listen to one another and thereby to discover what God wants for us today. We are baptized into the Spirit, and that gives us the privilege of sharing in the authority of Jesus in our lives. Let us listen to him. God bless you. Thanks for listening to me.